This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Man, you found the hole in yonder, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great.
All right. Great to have Anthony Pulis in studio with us, and we're getting a good response from the St. Luligans. They're retweeting and saying good interview. Soccer people are appreciative for coverage, and we hope to give them a lot of coverage.
Sounds like you're taking a shot at other groups of fans by really singling out the soccer fans for appreciating coverage.
No, there was nothing backhanded at all.
That's right.
And it is fun to hear somebody that lived in London, kind of their take being here in St. Louis, but also the soccer vibe that you experience over there. I would love to go to a match over there, wouldn't you, in one of those towns and just see
it,
maybe root against Arsenal.
Brian, you've had big things of beer, haven't you, over there?
Oh,
big things of beer.
I've never been to England. I've been to Ireland, and you can get, a lot of good beer there. My sister and her husband have been to a Manchester United game in England, and they said it was a great time.
Really?
Yeah, they had a lot of fun. They're both Man U fans, so it was a huge experience for them.
I would say O'Connell's getting some love on the Texan, but also I think Dressel's is really
good.
British, because they have some of that British food. I don't know if they have any meat pies, but get yourself a good stew.
Ooh, Keeneland, the great racetrack, had a stew called Burgoo. Oh, it was appointment eating every time you went there. Hey, we are actually getting support from Hockey Bob for our analysis of the shot. That shot by Donato was a great shot. I can think of 31 other goalies that would not have stopped it. Jake was the reason the Blues even got a point.
How many people think it was a bad goal simply because Allen was in net? Like if Binnington were there and he allowed the goal, would people they say it was a bad goal?
I think the majority of hockey people would say that he didn't play it well. I think even watching the post game on NBC Sports Network, they're like, oh, you got to stop that. You got to make a better play than that. I think that
So you actually watched the post game. I went to the Oscars after the game
did
was
you?
Over. Yeah.
No, I wasn't too worried about
that. I
the
did not
Oscars.
Watch one frame of it until the game was over, though. Did you watch any of the Oscars while the game was on?
I did not. I was actually about to go on or leaving work when they did Best Picture. I did not see Green Book, but I saw Peter Farrelly up there, and I said, is that the Dumb and Dumber guy?
That's what's weird about
it. I'm like, the Dumb and Dumber guy and Shallow Hal.
Like the guy who came up with the hair gel joke, and there's something about Mary.
Something
won
about
an,
Mary.
Won an Oscars.
That's what,
it's
that's
last
really?
Night. Yes.
That's what was freaking me out.
The Oscars were great. We don't need a host. It was smooth from Courtney D.
But how is it still 3 hours long when you don't have the filler material of a host? That's what I don't get. You don't have the opening monologue.
You
don't have
the
jokes in between.
You don't have the people that won Best Makeup up there for a three-minute spiel. You know, eventually you got to cut ties and go, you're sitting in the upper balcony for a reason. We don't need you to talk about, the blush and how you did it. It's important, but just give the trophy backstage. Don't allow the people 5 minutes to walk up on stage, 3 minutes to give the speech, and then another 3 minutes to transition from another performance. So I just lighten it up that way, maybe.
And today is the day we should be hearing at some point who they left out of the in memoriam.
I didn't see anything, though.
There's always somebody that they forgot.
It's interesting, because I thought Burt Reynolds was going to be last, but they went with Albert Finney. And the last one is usually the biggest one, and I think Burt Reynolds would be considered a bigger impact than Albert Finney, who was a fine actor.
Every year I wonder how they'll miss a big name, because you have all this time, plenty of lead-in and build-up, then somebody can review it. So maybe there wasn't one this year.
Wasn't Bill Paxton missing the memorial 1 year? I feel like you're right. Every year there's a big name that everyone kind of was sad when he died or when they died, and they kind of miss them in the big moment.
Yeah, it's part of the tradition. The day after Selection Sunday, you talk about who got snubbed. The day after the Oscars, who did they forget?
That's got to be like a terrifying like 2 or 3 minutes for the guy who put it together. Like you're on Twitter and it's like, God, please tell me someone.
Smoking, shaking.
Like, did I miss anyone?
He's Googling famous deaths.
Well, you're listening to the hockey postgame show on NBC and then me hearing from a hockey expert late last night. I think that's ruling the day because bragging about Hockey Bob agreeing with you doesn't exactly help the cause. I saw the goal this morning and turned to discuss classic Jake from Catfish. It was a bad goal. Doug's prison wallet.
Look, I'm a fan of Hockey Bob, but I'm pretty sure you can name a couple goalies out of that 31 that quote unquote couldn't stop it. That probably would have.
Okay, now how many people are saying it's a bad goal because Jake Allen was in net and Hockey Bob said it wasn't a bad goal? How many people are saying that now?
I think it's...
if you want to support Jake,
it's a bad goal
don't
now.
Reference Hockey Bob. Is that what you're telling me? And how about Strick, who had the stat that said out of these 12 points on these back-to-back games, so it was a total of six games, right? Back-to-back, back-to-back, three different times. Against Nashville, remember, it was Nashville twice, and then it was Minnesota and Colorado. It was Minnesota and Boston, and he said they picked up 11 of 12 points.
Dang.
It was a really good stat, and I simply retweeted it and said, good stat, 622 blue. So today a guy on Twitter said, when there's a bunch of Cardinal geeks with stats, you never make fun of them. But whenever it's Andy, you make fun of him. And I said, correct.
Because
said,
it's Andy.
So what's your point? I said, we always make fun of Strickland. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Because that is, we're not making fun of the Blues. We're picking on 622 Blue, which was Strick. He stopped selling tickets for a while, remember?
Look, no matter how great the stat, 622 will live forever.
Forever.
So that's just a thing now.
Yeah. Or, you know, along those lines is when they had that summer celebration, they brought out the players at Ballpark Village, Strick wearing a Blues polo. That was classic. Now, I'm guilty of wearing a Billiken polo. In fact, the question on the text line is, the better question is how much money Frank gets from SLU. Actually, none. I'm a homer. I just love the Bills. Like to see him do well.
Now, if you sell out that gear, though, you're thinking
right. Now, that's
grand.
The thing. He gets paid in, you know, apparel. That's...
Yeah. Strick is actually compensated.
And then at those big events in the summer where they're introducing players, they'll say, okay, Andy's also available for interviews if you want to hear more about the roster and the upgrade to the team. We're going to talk to Strick at 12:30. Just a quick deadline.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Little deadline deal updated.
What is the actual time? Is it 2 or 3 Central Time?
I would say 3, but I could be wrong. But Strick's monitoring the entire league on this trade.
Yeah,
because
I know
two
you wanna,
Central. Is
I know you want to break down what the Ducks are doing and everything.
The buyers and sellers used to be the most tired phrase this time of year. Should they buy? Should they sell? I think we all know they're not going to do much of anything. And if when David Perron comes back, what do you say then?
That's like getting a nice little player at the deadline, Martin, a nice goal scorer.
Yes,
just
blue.
Like trading without giving up anything.
That could be the worst. I absolutely cannot stand that. Cardinal fans do it a lot. It's just like getting a trade. No, it isn't. That guy's on your roster.
So, in fact, Martin, you should ask like the first question to Andy. Well, what do you say to people who think that the Blues should have done something?
Come on.
And then
go
he'll
for
come
it.
Up with the Perron thing.
Well, when Shen's back and when Perron's back, there's a couple of guys that will really provide a boost.
Those are two big names in a trade that you didn't even have to make.
Hey, go ahead. Pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks Deli. How about this? You get a half pound of any Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, plus Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick, Schnucks. Look for it in the deli. While you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks reward points, too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Reward app, earn points for money off. It's easy. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say LGB.
All right, Frank, the top 25 rankings feature, obviously, the best teams in college basketball.
Ooh, yeah.
But tell me, of these teams, who you really think could win a national championship?
Marquette. Keep in mind who's in the room. Yes,
well,
about to say.
Well, then we're going to get to that.
They do have the great player.
The Marquette-themed part of the show.
But yes. Buffalo is a top 25 team. Probably not winning.
Never.
Them. Okay. Maryland?
No.
Probably not. Kansas State?
Yes.
Could win it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they did
Bruce
get
Weber
the Elite
can get a
eight.
Team to the Final Four. They got Kansas tonight, right?
Kansas got blown out by Tech over the weekend.
God, I love this. Yeah.
The Kansas run is going to end.
Yep.
Wisconsin as a champion?
Probably
not.
Absolutely not. Never.
So far we've said one maybe. Iowa?
Yes.
You know what? Iowa's got some shooters and Cook. Yeah.
I'm a Cook fan,
I
love Iowa's team.
I think they could
can.
Be a Final Four team. I'm not ruling it out.
Sort of quietly, 20-5. Virginia Tech, probably not a national champion. Mm-hmm. Iowa State.
No.
Louisville.
No.
Villanova. They've lost three or four in a row.
Three straight. All on the road, but
the
three
Big
straight.
Big East has fallen in
but
somebody's
just a year
direction.
Removed. They still got, I think
they've got
like,
the pedigree.
Yeah. I'm going to say they have a chance.
Big game Thursday for them. Or Florida, Wednesday, big game Wednesday.
Florida State.
Mm. Now, Leonard
Hamilton. How old is that coach?
Wow.
Like 80, and he just...
They got so many freaking athletes, though. God, are they long.
Purdue, which is Illinois' next opponent. They're 18-7, but they're 15th in the country.
Purdue is just a team like Wisconsin. They're just kind of there every year, but you never really pick them to win.
Texas Tech is a really good team. Could make a deep run, but probably not a national champion threat, right? So my point is, if you look at all of these rankings, it's only a handful of teams that you'll say, I think, will or can win it all. Is Duke got a chance? For sure. Gonzaga is number two in the country.
Yes, for sure. They got a lottery pick, a high lottery pick, too.
And then Virginia
No chance.
Third in the country.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't pick them. They got two.
Hold on a second
16.
Here. Hold on.
Oh, he's thinking. He's taking this.
See my Billikenness.
Fred
Soderberg.
Oh, Tony Bennett's one of the great
guys. No, only teams that are fun to watch are allowed to go deep in the tournament. So therefore, Virginia has to be knocked out early as proof last year.
All right, then there's Lexamana, which goes with Slusamana, Mizusamana, Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Cats are fourth in the country right now.
Yeah.
They could win it. Tennessee.
Oh sure.
Could win it. Rick Barnes.
All those seniors. Yeah, for sure. They can get to the final.
Who's our
four.
Guy? Admiral Schofield. His dad was actually in the Navy. I think he's got a brother named General or something. It's kind of a fun family theme. Nevada. Eric Musselman. They're 24-1.
Yeah, with a really bad schedule.
Sixth in the country, probably not. Michigan?
Yes,
maybe.
For sure. Beeline's unbelievable. Absolutely.
Remember when we thought he was coming to Mizzou?
Yeah.
No, when we're trying to connect the dots, and we said, he likes the Cardinals. That was our argument for Beeline taking the Mizzou job.
So he could work 2 hours away.
North Carolina?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, right?
I mean, with the way they score, I mean, they don't defend anybody, but they have, like, seniors, too. I think North Carolina for sure.
Houston is 25-1.
That's my team.
Wow.
Is it?
I wouldn't say a dark horse, and I'm not a Kelvin Sampson fan by any means.
But it would be funny if they won, because then they have to give Kelvin Sampson
yes.
a ring and the trophy. That would be kind of fun if that happened.
Because the NCAA, I think, hates Kelvin Sampson, and he keeps coming back.
They're 25-1. They're ranked ninth in the country.
Gosh,
right
and
now.
You think about it, too. SLU had them beat.
Right.
They had them beat. Wow. Back in the Cartier Gordon.
Rooting race. For Kelvin Sampson was like rooting for the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. It was
yes.
the worst optics for the league.
Yes.
It was the most awkward moment possible.
It would be great, yeah.
And then Michigan State is ranked 10th in the country. I think Izzo, has he been to 7 Final Fours?
Yeah, they won a big game yesterday, too. They look good.
And then Marquette ranked 11th in the
oh,
country.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Final Four team right there, boys.
100%.
Yep. I mean,
so my point is, they probably aren't going to win a national championship. But I'm looking at this field, and I'm saying maybe.
Oh, I
right
disagree
regional?
With you.
Maybe?
I think there's definitely a chance for Marquette.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Looking at hotels in Kansas City and Louisville, just in case.
I wouldn't.
Put in the right
where
regional.
Is the Final Four, by the way?
Minneapolis? I think it's Minnesota this year.
That sounds right. We could probably look it up. 622
NCAA. 622
NCAA. So I'm saying there's a chance.
I think it is Minnesota.
Yeah, U.S. Bank Stadium. The regional sites are Anaheim, Kansas City, Louisville, and D.C.
Ooh. Wow.
Two of the four are driving distance.
The one that the Valley is hosting over there at the Sprint Center, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they build that for an NBA team or for an NHL team at some point?
I think they built it for, you know, like, hey, someone come here and play. And
well,
it hasn't happened yet.
They have a world-class basketball hockey arena, but they don't have an NBA or NHL team.
With a nice plaza right across the street from it.
They sort of hedge their bets. Like, hey, every once in a while Kansas will play here.
So if there's a regional there or just a...
It's a regional.
Regional.
Okay,
yeah.
So you guys would maybe make that trip.
I'm over for Kansas City or Louisville. I've already told my wife if they're playing on that weekend in one of those two markets we're going.
Yeah, 3.5 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I'm saying we're making the trip.
Among the biggest regrets, I didn't go to the Elite Eight game and they played Kentucky.
That was in Minneapolis, right?
In Minneapolis. And I had a lot of friends in Minneapolis. Like, you got to go to the game. I said, if they win, I'll go to the Final Four. And then the Final Four was a disaster. And the great win was knocking off Tubby Smith and the number one overall seed, Kentucky, to get to the Final Four.
So let me tell you my best Final Four story. A while back, I guess this is like 6 or 7 years ago, when Kentucky won it in New Orleans. So we're at spring break with a bunch of Westminster families, and Dom and I are... And Monique are down there. I don't think Brooke, I think she was, I'm not sure where Brooke was, but I don't know. Maybe she was smoking spot somewhere. I don't know. But
just an amazing last 30 seconds right there.
But so we're all, and there's a bunch of Westminster families. We're on the beach, and all of a sudden I get a call from Rick Majerus. He goes, hello. And he says, he goes, I have two tickets and a hotel room in New Orleans. This is like Wednesday. And the Final Four, you know, starts Saturday. He goes, the hotel, you start on Friday. You can stay till, you know, Tuesday for you and your son if you want to come to the Final Four. And so I never do anything impulsive. And so Monique says, I got to go. So Dom and I just like went to the airport like 24 hours later. We met Majerus at the hotel. He gave us the tickets, gave us the hotel room.
You weren't in the same room as Majerus.
No.
I mean, going to walk around.
Yeah. And then so he goes, what you got to do is, he goes, you and your son, he goes, you got to be here like Friday night in the hotel lobby. And just everybody, every coach in America, you're recognizing Dom's pointing him out. We bought a ball. All these coaches are signing the ball. It was the coolest thing ever.
That happened in St. Louis when the Final Four was here. You'd walk around downtown.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd say, is that Coach Cal over there?
Yeah.
Is that Patino over there?
Alex bussed the table for Mike Krzyzewski and Duke. And, oh, my goodness, yeah. Quinn Snyder had a table down there. Boy, it was really cool.
So Majerus was there, but he just had extra tickets
and a hotel room. It was cool. He was such a good guy.
The beginning of Slew Simano.
Yeah, no. That's right.
No.
No, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
All right, what else do we have here, Brian? Anything on the... you want to tell us about our good friends at Hot Shots.
Yes, once again, Hot Shots TMA Live taking place on March 7th at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Drink specials. You can win a dinner date, with Doug Vaughn. If you attend, this will be a raffle. For that, head on over March 7th, Hot Shots in O'Fallon this Friday. Actually, in O'Fallon, Illinois, will be March 7th. Fenton location March 1st this Friday. There'll be a live remote there.
Maryville University, one of our great sponsors. If you get a chance, go to maryville.edu and check out that beautiful campus. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Also, Hollywood Casino wants to remind everybody that you ought to go out there and check out that St. Louis Community Ice Center. It's really moving along. I mean, it almost looks like it's done. They're going to drop the first puck in August. They're going to be having a Blues training camp there in September. It is beautiful. And then when you drive by, going up to the casino itself and have a beer at 99 Hops House, have a dinner at Final Cut Steakhouse, do a little people watching, there's no better place to be than Hollywood Casino. All right, what else, Martin? What else from the sports world over the weekend?
Well, I think the most interesting thing is the way the Blues schedule keeps giving you something interesting.
Same teams.
But, I mean, the fact that they're playing Nashville is perfect right now because you still have a chance to run them down. There's still a very good chance that's the team you're going to be facing in the playoffs. There's a growing rivalry there. Isn't it? Like, if I told you tomorrow the Blues were at home, you'd be interested and excited because they're playing better. But if I said, yeah, they're playing Ottawa tomorrow, other than having a Tkachuk there, he would say, I don't really care. It's Nashville tomorrow. It's another Tuesday night in February, and I think it's must-see TV.
It is.
And the building's going to be jumping. And we do have a growing rivalry there with that group.
Country Buggers.
Yeah, speaking of the Tkachuk boys, played against each other last night. One of them scored. And Mrs. Tkachuk, Keith's mom was in the stands, and she was like welling up. It was such a cool moment.
Oh, I would have loved to have been sitting around her during the game, hearing her yell at the game, the players in that thick Boston accent.
They had a party suite. They said that it had 38 friends and family. I'm like, can you imagine what was going on in that
drinking? Wow.
Big old party.
And one of them kind of pushed the other as they went to the bench a little bit, too. There was a little bit of nudging going on.
I didn't see the entire game there, Frank. I'm sorry to say. But Strick, I believe, did.
Of course.
And he said Matthew scored a goal also that was taken off the board. Wouldn't that have been super cool if they both scored in the game? Because Brady did, but apparently Matthew had a goal that was waved off.
Who told us the other day, some hockey aficionado, maybe we had him.
Not Hockey Bob, okay.
You know, but that those Tkachuks will end up free agents being in St. Louis one day.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blues certainly like to do that, to bring them home if they can.
And this is not like bringing home fringe players. By the time they're free agents, they could be elite players in the NHL.
And how about the family business of hockey? That the Tkachuks, it's one thing to say, now God bless Frank, he didn't start working at Kimmel's, but you know, maybe you go into the family business. You don't just get to go into the NHL because your dad played. It's unbelievable to have two of them, first-round picks. And then he says the daughter is actually the best athlete of the bunch.
She's a goal-scoring phenom at Ville de Duchesne and field hockey and lacrosse, I believe.
We're going to talk to Strick, a little bit of hockey talk, but also the NHL trade deadline. Will the Blues be moving at all? We'll talk to Strick at 12:30. Also, Chuck Marlow on the road today on assignment. He's with Vladimir Tarasenko, who's out at a school doing some nice things for those kids. So, Chuck, we'll check in via the phone. And our text topic in the noon hour today, the Cardinal player you're most worried about. Who and why? Mm. Is it Carlos? Is it Ozuna? Yachty?
Fowler?
No. Fowler? We'll get into all that. Text line at 855-282-8255. The Coveted Hour is next.